many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
The New York Times just published an article called How Divorced Parents Lose Their Rights. I'll bet that most people don't know the facts in this article, so I'm going to tell you what it said. Married parents cannot sue each other when they have differences of opinion. Parents are presumed to act in the best interest of their own children, and parents' rights are respected. However, divorced parents and parents who were never married have no parental rights at all. Those rights have been transferred to family court judges and to so-called experts, such as counselors, lawyers, psychologists, or custody evaluators who are chosen by the judges. According to the New York Times analysis, family court judges routinely decide such major decisions, such as where the children of divorced parents will live, what school they will attend, homeschooling is usually not approved, where the kids will go to church, even which denomination, and where and how they will receive medical care. These judges may even decide whether the kids can play soccer or must take piano lessons. After divorce, usually one parent wins custody of the children and the other becomes just an occasional visitor. Even when unmarried parents agree on a plan, judges can overrule them. A judge can decide when the separated parents may spend time with their own children and how much time. Any agreement that divorced parents make with each other can be overruled by a family court judge. The problem is the phrase, the best interest of the child. The right to make those decisions used to be the child's own parents. But somehow in the 1970s, the legal establishment moved the definition of that phrase to family court judges and deprived parents of their parental rights. I hope you will read my book, Who Killed the American Family, to be further informed about how family courts have damaged the American family.
With the American family virtually destroyed, the government conveniently steps in to perform the tasks that should be done by mothers and fathers. The government gains power and freedom is lost. To get your copy of the book, Who Killed the American Family, autographed by Phyllis Schlafly at a special discount, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This hour is Larry Engel, and he has been with us before and has talked about the Super Bowl. And Larry, welcome.
Your bumper music.
Pardon me, what'd you say about the bumper music?
I love it. I enjoy it.
I do too. I really enjoy it, yes. Yeah, I like that. That's my kind of music.
This is my third visit to your broadcast.
Oh, is it only three? I thought it was like four.
Well, that's four. I've predicted four murders ahead of time, and so the first one was Whitney Houston, so we talked about that afterwards. But I think the first one was with Hydea Pendleton, who was part of Obama's inauguration.
Okay, let's see. I have you down. I have you down for four that I've had you on.
Well, I have four predictions, and this would be the fourth. And of course, are you aware that there's something going on right now?
I know. Well, I'm aware of a lot of things going on right now, but not in terms of the Super Bowl. I don't even know who's playing.
Okay.
I don't know when it starts.
What's
I know
going on right
about.
Now. Is that
we lost you? Are you there?
No, it seems like it's going in and out. I have okay. The cell phone right here. If we want to back it up,
okay. Well, let's check it out with Skype and just see how it goes. Anyway, you
what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is Whitney Houston's daughter was found. Unresponsive in the bathtub this morning at 10 a.m.
Wow. Now, how old a daughter is she?
Did you read me?
How old
so
is she?
So that could be the prediction that we're talking about. I'm fading in and out.
Yeah, you are.
Okay.
Maybe we should get you via cell phone. Because you do seem to be fading in and out. So during the break, we'll have our producer call you. Okay, he's calling you right now so that we can get you back on. Now, Larry does not have an actual website. He has written some articles for guerrillamedia.co.nz, which stands for New Zealand, but Larry does not live in New Zealand. He has just written articles for that website. His website, the closest thing to his website would be lincolnamendment.net, and so he does not live in New Zealand. He lives right here in the good old USA. And Larry, are you back? Nope, not yet. Okay. Hopefully he will be back. And I believe we've had Larry on the program four times, and he did talk about Whitney Houston's death, and he is now talking about her daughter, who apparently was found unresponsive in the bathtub this morning. So, Larry, you want to pick up that story and tell us what it's all about, what's going on here?
Well, I can't say at this point because she's still alive, and I must say that we're talking about the death or murder of a real human being, and nobody wants this to happen. I mean, I've made the prediction, but I do not want my prediction to come true. I really don't want this young lady to die. And I'm afraid, and I'm, well, but, and nobody does, but I'm afraid that my prediction is on route. And I was going to ask you, in relative to this, did you know that in 1907, the Skull and Bones opened a chapter at Tulane Medical School?
Well, that's Skull and Bones.
Okay, the reason why I bring this up is that in my investigation of the nine presidents assassinated, which are now up to 21, I've determined that the doctors play a major role in these murders. And so my prediction is that the person that dies today in this ritual murder will die at midnight. And it's possible, because she's still breathing in the hospital, but I'm at this point, I'm not going to say that she's the actual victim, because if she doesn't die, they'll have a different one, they'll substitute. But
So your contention, Larry, is that during the Super Bowl, that people are ritually murdered as part of a, what would you call it, a yearly meeting of the...
That's the second element of my prediction, and let's talk about that. The ritual murder is in association with Lucifer's Imbolc. The Earth is traveling around the sun, and it reaches the winter solstice, and then it goes on, and it's approaching the vernal equinox, or the spring equinox. And when it's halfway through, that's called the rebirth of Lucifer. And so that's evil coming to power to take over good. And this is the most sacred holiday of all of the Lucifer worshipers and the Satan worshipers. This is their most sacred holiday of the year. And you and I sort of determined on the air once, I'm not sure if we agreed, but that the Super Bowl was actually moved to this time so that millions of people could be involved in this satanic ritual. And requires a human sacrifice when you have millions and millions of people involved. And this is the routine method that they use. And what I'm looking at here is this young lady is still breathing. She's in the hospital, but according to my prediction, the death will take place at midnight.
Now, which hospital is she in?
It's in Georgia, okay. And I don't know the exact. It's in the news story. Anybody can look on any news source and
find
that.
You mentioned Tulane. You mentioned Tulane Hospital.
Yeah, that's in New Orleans. And the reason why I mentioned it is because it's important that when they do the assassinations and the murders for the New World Order, the globalists and the Jews, when they do that, the doctors are involved. And so I thought that was to bring in this idea while this girl has been brought from a non-responsive position into a hospital. And so she's not dead, but there may only be a delay till midnight.
Okay. All righty.
So that's what I'm suggesting. But this may have been, let's hope that I'm wrong and that somebody interrupted a murder and this young lady survives. Let's pray for that.
Right. Now, where is the Super Bowl going to be held?
I've forgotten. I don't know. I know who's playing.
Okay.
I know who's going to be in the halftime show.
Who's going to be in the halftime show?
Katy Perry. You know her? She's a rock and roll
star. about Katy Perry's boyfriend.
Yes, isn't that...
We are going to a break in about 30 seconds, and then you could, when we come back, then you can tell us about what happened to him. It seems like a lot of stars, personalities, seem to meet very, very bad ends, whether from drugs or just all kinds of, they seem to have a lot of trouble. Alrighty, we are going to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org. How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Welcome back. Our guest this last hour is Larry Engle. Now, what happened to Katy Perry's boyfriend? I don't even know who she is.
Okay, well, she's a rock star. The New England Patriots are going to play the Seattle Seahawks in the University of Phoenix Stadium, and that may be significant if the stadium's not covered. I'll talk about that a little later. His name is Johnny Lewis. He's a star in some series of television, which I've never seen. I've forgotten what the name of it is right now. What I heard, this was a rumor, and I haven't really investigated it, but what I heard was that in order to become famous and reach the highest levels of fame in this current rock-controlled Jewish media thing, that you have to, there has to be, someone has to be humanly sacrificed in your family. And so because I was going to be on the radio today, I said, well, I wonder if that could be true of Katy Perry. And I look up, and there's her boyfriend, is accused of murdering his 81-year-old landlord and dissecting her cat and then killing himself by jumping off the roof. And right. I think that's a murder.
Yeah.
Isn't that spooky?
Yeah.
So
was he, what was he on when he did this?
I don't think he was on anything. I think he was just murdered because that sews her in. She sacrificed a human being. Now she can be famous and have power.
Wow.
So I don't think he, I don't think the official story is true. I think he was simply murdered. Just like Whitney Houston's daughter's being murdered today, maybe. I'm not quite sure. The serenary. I hope it. I really hope it.
Now, was she on any kinds of kind of drugs? And who found her? And
her husband and a friend found her. They did artificial respiration until the ambulance came. The ambulance came. They took her to the hospital, and the report from the hospital is that she's still breathing.
Mm-hmm. Are they going to, have they talked to the family about harvesting her organs?
Oh, you're right on. That is, oh, that's so Israeli. That's their one of them. That's one of Israel's big businesses, right? You're right on the money. Right on the money. I want to talk a little bit more about the ritual. I told you about the sun going around in orbit. But what we're seeing is when they're performing in the halftime show, we're actually seeing a satanic ritual. And the emphasis will be on fire and water. And this ritual is called the Cauldron of Fire. If anyone wants to Google it, you Google Lucifer's Imbolc. It's spelled I-M-B-O-L-C. It can also be an innocent folk festival for the having to do with the lambs and stuff. But this is the Lucifer's version. It's not that way. Now, it's called the Cauldron of Fire, and that's why I mentioned that it's going to, you asked the question right away. Where is it held? Well, it's held at the University of Phoenix, which I doubt, since they don't have any rain there, that the stadium's covered. And so you're going to see a long shot during the halftime, and that stadium's going to look like a cauldron. It's going to look like a bowl, and there's going to be fire shooting up out of there. They use these propane effects to shoot fire up, and they have fireworks that fire up. And that's that whole, there'll be sometime during that festival or during the halftime show, there'll be a long shot of that stadium, and there'll be a cauldron of fire.
And right.
This is a MK Ultra type mind control operation. And I say MK Ultra because there's more modern versions of mind control, but I used MK Ultra as kind of just a generic overall of this whole mind control scenario. And what happens, they will use fear and sex to bypass the medulla oblongata. That's the part of the brain down in the brainstem that controls our automatic breathing and all our automatic systems. Well, they go right past the conscious mind and put fear into the subconscious mind. That's how they control. So they got a million people or more out there watching this, and they're going to do this to them. They're going to place fear in them. Well, what do people fear? Well, how do they do mind control? What do people fear? Well, people fear horns. They fear fangs. They fear chaos. They fear darkness, they fear the unknown, they fear spiders, they fear snakes, ugly, mean faces, anger, fire, and sometimes water. And so all of these elements will be shown in this halftime show. And that's why they're there, to present the fear. But you got to think, too, there's another fear element here that if this young lady, Bobby Christian Brown, turns out to be the actual victim, their message is, not only do we kill you if you oppose us, but we kill your family members, too.
Now, because, who did Whitney Houston oppose?
Clive Davis, her Svengali, the Jew who goes around the world finding people to exploit. She called him her Svengali. Not Spingola. Not Spingola.
Okay.
Svengali. Svengali is a Jew who goes around the world looking for people to exploit and to deceive and to prey upon.
And she called this person her...
Svengali.
Okay.
And she was breaking away from her contracts and business with him and going into her own production of movies and so on.
Oh, okay. So he was her manager of sorts?
Yeah, he was her manager of sorts, and he had a great big party in the same hotel where she died, and they left her body in the room all during that party for 11 hours, and Céline Dion, another entertainer, I can't say the name right now, but she was saying that party was a wild, happy celebration instead of while their fellow singer was a few floors above them, dead. And she said that was not appropriate party, his party, of course it was his party, it was Davis's party, was not appropriate for that event because they should have just had a cup of coffee and said a prayer and gone home. But instead they're having a
wonderful drink. Did they know that she was dead?
Absolutely. And they left the body above all during the party. The body was left there. Absolutely they knew. It was all over the world. So they're going to plant fear. Their sex is used to weaken the person's resistance and to keep their attention, and then the fear is planted.
So you're talking about an operation,
mind control?
A mind control operation that is perpetrated against the public who is watching football game on television and the people who are attending. And I think probably the halftime show is probably a big part of this whole thing. It might even be bigger than the football game, correct?
Well, I think that it's actually tied together because it was 2 years ago when this young lady died in Chicago, the young girl.
Oh, right. She was shot. Yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Larry, we're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
An amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Guest this hour, who is Larry Engel, and I'm sorry that I'm unable to take any email questions. I just cannot even open my email. It's just locked and just won't let me do anything. So we're talking about mass hypnosis. We're talking about all the warmongering that goes on during football games. And before we went to the break, you were talking about somebody that was killed, shot in the Chicago area, and that that Michelle Obama attended the funeral, and so pick it up from there.
Provided a program, a 1500 color program with the president writing in it, and so all those celebrities did. Now, before we went to break, the question on the table was, is the Super Bowl game part of the satanic ritual that is the halftime show? And the answer is yes, along with the Grammy Awards, and I'm going to give you the evidence that the football game is part of it. Because in 2013, the lights went out in the stadium, and the game stopped. The lights went out for 33 minutes and 33 seconds, which is a Masonic number. That happened in the third quarter, and when the game started again, it was at exactly 13 minutes and 13 seconds. And the way I interpret that is they are showing their power. They are showing the audience. They're showing the audience there, and they're showing the audience around the world that they, all these famous football stars and this famous football game and all the commercials and television channels and everybody, well, they have control over it. And they can turn off the lights for 33 minutes and then start it up again whenever they want. And so that's also implanting fear. And it's showing their power. And exactly what's happening is that they're taking control over all those poor people that are just there to watch an entertainment and have fun. But that's not what's really happening to all those people.
Wow. And you say that this was in conjunction with the Grammys, or?
Yeah. The Grammy Award show comes on approximately the same time. And that will, there will be witchcraft and satanic music presentations during that. That usually happens. It didn't happen one year, but it usually happens.
Wow, I don't watch that either.
Well, you don't watch the football games and you don't watch the Grammy Awards, but God bless you because look what you avoided.
Yeah.
I'm just a little lighter thing. You know, I think the quote of the day, Diana, is I heard on the radio this morning that don't vote for the Republicans and Democrats. Your best chance is just to pick a name out of the phone book.
Yeah, I think I said that.
I know you said that. But,
yeah, I've said that numerous times. I think... one of my favorite movies is Dave, and it's about this look-alike president who takes over, and he brings in his friend, and they figure out the budget, and they get everything all running really well, and I think it is just such a good movie.
Well, I just had to comment on your comment because I know it's so true. I mean, can you imagine a wonderful country like we have, and yet we would really... Seriously, I mean really seriously, I'm not saying this as any kind of joke. We really would be better off to have picked the name out of the phone book than to vote Republican or Democrat.
Right.
Well, anyway, we'll go on here. The funeral is part of the celebration. Whoever the victim is, their funeral will be part of the celebration. Now, the last victim was Philip Seymour Hoffman, the actor. And the person who was shown up at the press to attend his funeral was Diane Sawyer, the most powerful woman in the United States. And she is the ABC anchor. That was described in Ladies Home Journal that she was the most powerful person, at least one of the most powerful people. And she was also, under the Nixon administration, they said that she was deep throat. And then later... somebody else that took the pressure off her, an FBI administrator, said that he was deep throat. But I think they both were. So there you have the funeral and then the Mossad and the CIA and the whole globalist Jewish conspiracy has put their Diane Sawyer right into the funeral. So the funeral of the victim is part of the celebration. Another example of that is Whitney Houston had a Baptist funeral. There were two entrances. One was the front where the public came in, and one was the back where famous people and actors came in. At that back door, they had two Egyptian sarcophagus, one on each side of the door. Now, why would you have at a Baptist funeral an Egyptian sarcophagus? And it was a closed casket funeral, and one commentator on the internet who seems to know about these things said that Whitney Houston was actually in one of those sarcophagus standing up beside the door, not in the casket. So.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that horrible?
And her husband, what was his name? Bobby?
Bobby Brown?
Yeah. Now, what part did he play in all of this? Were they still married at the time?
No, I don't think they were married, and she had a volatile marriage, and the press emphasized that, saying that Whitney Houston was drugging out because of that, but actually Whitney Houston had emphysema, and all her problems were actually related more to her emphysema. And although she admitted that she smoked a marijuana cigarette with some cocaine in it, that was her only use of drugs, according to her family, she wasn't a drug addict, but the press said she was.
Wow. Well, she, I saw some interviews of her, and she seemed to be inebriated by something. But is that something that the press just sort of created to make it seem like she had a drug issue?
I saw one where she looked just really ragged and really run down, and,
mm-hmm.
and you can look at people who have emphysema, and that would be the case. And the other time she was performing, I guess, in London, and she had to stop the performance, and the press said that was because she was drug overdosed, but obviously that would be a problem, a symptom of emphysema.
Wow.
Now, I have something to ask you. This girl was shot in Chicago, the young lady. Do you
uh-huh.
remember when she actually died? When she actually died.
I don't. There are so many shootings in Chicago, it's hard to keep up with them.
Well, that was what made this particular shooting significant, that I had predicted that it was going to happen ahead of time. And what your question was, well, here's one girl. She's just a flag girl. There were thousands of teenagers performing at Obama's inauguration. Why was her funeral attended by the First Lady, the mayor of Chicago, the governor of Illinois? Why did the president of the United States provide a four-color program
pamphlet,
with
uh-huh.
his statement in it? And why was there, instead of her pastor doing her funeral, why was some big production done with some other guy? And I think that was your question, and my answer to that was because she was the victim of a ritual murder, and the funeral is part of it.
Wow. I think sometimes when I hear people like you talk, I think, gosh, what kind of evil people are actually in charge of the country? And when I read about some of the things that have taken place at the White House, way back in other administrations, under the Bush administration, even in the Reagan administration, where you know, I've read things like the Franklin cover-up, it just is so disgusting.
I have a comment.
Go ahead.
Okay. This is European. This comes out of Rothschild. That's in European. That's the Bankers Association. Okay. If you know the European royalty, which are all Jewish now, they marry their cousins. So they have a breeding program. So you can breed dogs. You could all dogs come from a gray wolf. But if you breed
Larry, I'm sorry. We do have to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
We'll talk about this when I come back.
And we'll pick this up on the other side.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest this last hour is Larry Engel. And I was just reading some comments in the chat room about the talent. They find talented people, and then they exploit that talent, make money off of them, and in the process, they use these talented people as tools of brainwashing. In the other couple of hours that we were talking about some of the intelligence assets that were used during the 60s in the music industry to brainwash and to alter the culture. So
that's anyway. Dave McGowan.
Yeah.
That was Dave McGowan's research. Excellent, and actually very quite true. Before we went to break, we were trying to answer the question, why is this so evil? And the European royalty has a breeding program. They marry their cousins.
Oh, yes.
The,
mm-hmm.
the Jews intermarry only. They have a rule about intermarrying. Jews only marry Jews. I think the goal of this breeding program is to produce a Bodleian Impaler. He was the real Count Dracula. They're trying to produce through breeding a human predator that is totally unbelievably evil. And Bodleian Impaler impaled 20,000 people on post because they challenged his wealth and they challenged his power. And I think that's what's going on. I think that's why the evil is there, is because they're breeding a totally ruthless serial killer, mass murdering human, and then they put those people through their banking power, their actually control of the credit of a nation, into positions of power. So that was right. Why it seemed so evil. That was my answer, my comment, why it seemed so evil, is because it's a breeding program that produces a human predator.
Wow. And of course, all of this alters the culture. When you think of the educational system, the entertainment system, and you look at that during the last 100 years, it has just been...
Well, the Jews are claiming to have copyright over things that are in public domain. And so you come up with some pictures for your book, and you probably got your money down on a contract, an agreement down on a contract, and then all of a sudden the Jews say, well, we got copyright on that. You can't use that. But that's not true. That's sedition. They're removing all of our good music and good art out of the public domain and claiming, the Jews claim they have it. And that's sedition. That's intended to demoralize the society. The only thing we're going to get is a Super Bowl halftime satanic ritual music show.
You know, Larry, I didn't think of that. Obviously, you listened to the first 2 hours.
I did.
Yeah. I never thought about, because those images that I was to select from were all copyright-free images, and now all of a sudden in the last 2 days, they have become images that I am not allowed to use. And 6 weeks ago, they were approved.
Well, did they use that to get you to sign a contract that now is like there's a legal problem?
No, I signed a contract back in probably March of last year.
They've suckered you into it. They've got some money out of you, and they put you in a position now. And then as it comes time, finally, when your book's supposed to publish, they're throwing all this garbage at you and claiming that probably some Jew has copyright over the material that you wanted to use. They were trying to censor my YouTube series, The 9 U.S. Presidents, which I'm now saying there's at least 20 presidents assassinated or in an assassinated scenario. And they never presented, Google never presented any evidence of any copyright. No evidence whatsoever. It was all hearsay. But they did my broadcast, my videos for a while. It's off the censorship rule now, but they did censor it for a while. And it was all Jews that were claiming that they had stuff that was absolutely in public domain. I know it was in public domain, but there was no evidence ever presented that they had any copyright. They just censored it.
Wow. Well, that is interesting.
Now, another thing I want to speak about, because this is part of my prediction and we need to know about this. This is what I call the double speak. It's very much Masonic. Okay, there has to be two stories. For any of these murders that I predicted, there has to be an official story, like we talked earlier about Whitney Houston as a drug overdose, as a druggie and all that.
Uh-huh.
And on the other hand, that she was, the other side of the doublespeak is that she was murdered as a satanic ritual. And what I have found is that if I get into the details and the specifics, that the official story falls apart. For example, The the homicide sergeant that from Beverly Hills that investigated the Whitney Houston murder said there were no drugs or alcohol at the scene. And yes, the world thought she overdosed. So when you investigate it in the facts, the official story gets weaker and weaker. And we talked some about, I think in the one in Chicago with the little girl, they said that was a random gang shooting. But they never told you who was the expert that made that decision, who reported that, who said that. That person never had a date, never had any authority that we could say, yo, I guess we have to believe him. He knows all about it. We never found out what organization he worked for. We never found out the name of a gang. We never found any gang members. We never found out what gang territory was in. You see, so when you investigate the official stories, they get weaker and weaker and weaker. But when you look at the other side of the doublespeak, that it was a satanic ritual, it gets fuller and more detail. You'll watch Katy Perry put on her show, and you'll even see the Bridge of Lucifer. If you cross that Bridge of Lucifer, you'll never come back, they say. That means if you sell your soul to the devil, you can't rescind the contract. And in the
After we talked, and I went and I watched part of that halftime on the computer, all I felt was, this is a very evil thing that I'm witnessing. I couldn't even watch it all.
God bless you. God bless you. Yeah. Well, it's all there. And there's a pyramid. And you know what the Baphomet is? I'm sure you do, but maybe the audience doesn't know what the Baphomet is. The Baphomet is the goat head of the satanic Lucifer worshippers. It's also the five-pointed star that's upside down with a point pointing down, which is the beard of the goat. Two points of the star pointing left and right, that's the ears, and two pointing upward, that's the horns. And a lot of times the costumes that the person wears is a Baphomet costume, sometimes very subtle, but, like the beard is down by the crouch, and then they put their elbows out as they're dancing, and that makes the ears of the goat, and then they got two little horns or some kind of horns on their shoulders, and or they're wearing a helmet of some sort with a horns on top of it, so that they're trying to do that Baphomet symbol. So that's wow. Something to look for too while you're watching, if people are going to watch that.
Yikes! And children watch this stuff.
Oh yes. And they're reveling out there, and they got their faces painted, and they're all having fun. And then I think you talked earlier on the radio about how about the David McGowan.
Mm-hmm.
He was. Well, this is a step beyond, isn't it? Because they're actually taking control over people.
Right. Larry, we've run out of time. This has been fascinating, to say the least. It's just been fascinating. Thank you so much for being on the program with us today. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. And I hope that you will not watch that exhibition tomorrow. So thank you all. Take care. Bye-bye.